This is episode 495, recorded August 4th, 2017. Packard pokes at booze, guns, and Bibles in the White House, a dangerous mix. I want to thank Matt, not a believer, 71 for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Yes, coming to you from Washington, where the beaches are cold and it's sweltering heat. It's quite a combo.
Really? That is an interesting combo.
Yeah, it is.
I've been seeing reports out there. You guys like have 100-degree weather in places.
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's all from wildfires coming down from Canada. Blame Canada. Blame Canada. Yeah, we're doing that.
It's always easy to blame Canada for everything.
And they apologize for everything. So
you know. Yeah, the thing is, I saw somebody post this meme up. So they give to Kim Jong-un because, you know, all the crap that's going on there, they flipped it so it says United States up here at the top and Canada at the bottom for where we are. So this way, if we get the maps, they don't bomb.
Oh my God.
Kim, it's up there. You're aiming at the wrong people. We didn't do nothing to you.
Sorry. No. Oh God.
Actually, they should do that. Put the United States and Mexico, reverse those two, because, you know, no one lives in Mexico anyway. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. And joining me from the far east coast is the Atheist Ranger.
Hey, how's it going?
And joining us from the ill that is Illinois is Matt, not a believer, 71.
Hello, everybody.
On this show, we try to make a living on YouTube, and a lot of people do make their living on YouTube. People like The Amazing Atheist and TYT and a lot of bigger shows. And some of those shows, like The Amazing Atheist, or he just goes by TJ Kirk now, his channel talks about a lot of controversial things. And we do too occasionally as well. But the thing is, YouTube has started to implement a policy, or will implement a policy soon, where what they're going to be doing is that people who provide content that is controversial of a religious nature, or they consider to be promote terrorism or whatever, they will force that channel to go to somewhere else, or where places like our channel, who does not violate any copyright policies or whatever, they will try to make sure that our channel is not seen at all, or not be able to get any likes or comments at all. In a blog post, which is from the official blog over at Google on YouTube there, it says YouTube provided a better sense of what the stance entails. Now, when YouTube decides that a flagged video doesn't break any policy, but still contains controversial religious or supremacist content, quote unquote, the video will be put into a, quote, limited state, unquote. Here is a video that will exist in a sort of limbo where it won't be recommended or monetized. It also won't be included in suggested videos or allow comments or likes. So if you go into a video that you like from us, for example, and you say, hey, I like that content, you go to hit the like button and the like button might be gone. It just might be disabled. Or if you go to click it, you think you've sent it out to your social feed like Facebook or Twitter or wherever you have your likes go out to somewhere else, and those likes may not even appear anywhere in your timelines anywhere else. Now, it won't prevent you from going and say, hey, I'm going to copy the URL and then post that manually into my timeline. But as most people like to make things as easy as possible, that's why they connect all these different social media places together. So this way I can click one button and it flourishes out everywhere it goes. So this way I like a thing, I think all these other places that I'm on, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Pinterest, whatever, they should also see it as well. They see what I like. But if YouTube takes that away, those things will not be seen by anybody at all. And they may not even know that they have been disabled at all. Connie, your thoughts?
I guess what I have to say is that, first of all, YouTube has already evolved, and it used to be like the Wild West. And I think that it was before monetization was even a thing, it was this platform where people could go and discuss things. And there's been this gradual evolution, I argue it's more of a de-evolution, because I don't think I have to be personally offensive to people to make a point. But at the same time, I'm just referring to a HuffPo blog. If we can't criticize Islam, and I would say Islam or Christianity or you know, pseudoscience or whatever, if we can't criticize them, then we can't reform it.
Right.
That's been what I consider to be the hallmark of YouTube, and in something that's kind of gone by the wayside, what, 3-4 years ago, response videos.
Yes.
And I wonder what the next wave will be, because usually these kinds of restrictions create a new platform. And I'm hoping that a new platform comes along soon, because it doesn't matter whether we're talking about religion or something else. Mm-hmm. Because what's the difference between discussing issues and rallying angry mobs? You know, we should be able to discuss these things. And maybe some people have angry ideas about, you know, reactions to it. Well, guess what? Those are feelings and those are ideas. We should be able to express them.
Yeah.
And not think that people are just going to go off the deep end and just say, okay, now I need to just drive a car into, you know, a mob of people.
I do want to mention, because this is going to come up, someone's going to say freedom of speech issue. It's like, no, it's not a freedom of speech issue. It really is not, because YouTube, it's not the government. Freedom of speech issues are government related. They have the same rights to say, hey, I don't want this thing on my platform. And that's fine. I mean, we can bitch and moan about it, but that's the point is, if we do bitch and moan about it, maybe they will change it. Maybe. But the fact is that they have that right. It's just like, and I've had this discussion on Google Plus things there, where I said, hey, I don't want you coming and just posting a bunch of shit from the Bible. I don't want you preaching on my posts. Because while Google Plus is not my domain, this post in this group is my property, my property for that moment. So I have the right to say what is and what isn't in there. And this nut job I was dealing with said, well, it's this whole group says you could say that whatever you, this particular stuff in this group. I said, I don't care. My post may be inside this group. If you want to say something outside that post, you know, and you want to preach on your own post, you're more than welcome to. I don't want it allowed here because it adds nothing to the discussion. YouTube has that same right. So I just want to get that out there real quick here. And one other thing here, it says right-wing alternative media figures and conspiracy theorists have been complaining for weeks that YouTube is already manipulating the algorithms to limit their reach and revenue. This is the announcement that will only likely add to their resentment on the platform they rely upon to reach their audiences. Now, one other thing on this point, there's a particular person I subscribe to on YouTube, and I have an Apple TV, and I have it set up so I can watch the stuff I'm subscribed to. If, you know, new stuff or new videos come out for that person, I should be notified. It's supposed to show all my subscriptions. On this one particular one, and the person is, it's Bionic Dance. We had her on as a show as a guest a number of years ago, and for some reason, on the Apple TV, it will not show her when she has made up a video. I will reload the page. It'll show all the new stuff that comes up when I actually have to go hunting for. It's really bizarre. It's subscriptions, home, and something else. And then when I do my thing to get it to reload, sometimes it'll show up at the bottom and say, oh, by the way, this came up like 5 hours ago. I was like, why didn't I get notified? I have no idea. So I'm wondering if those algorithms haven't been put in those places months ago, and they're just starting to make bigger waves with it. It's getting noticed more, so they had to finally come out and announce it. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
This is, me personally, I don't have my videos monetized. I'm not looking to make money on here. However, I am subscribed to people. I'm friends with people on here who do that, and I think this is just going to be possibly another devastating blow, especially for us atheist YouTubers like that like to, you know, go at it. I mean, really go at it when it comes to religion. So, I mean, this is no different from it's just another apocalypse possibly.
Yeah. Now there was one thing though, even though your channel is not monetized, it doesn't mean that they can't say, well, we don't like your content because you talk about controversial things. So the monetization thing's already off the table. They don't need to worry about that, but they can still put your video in limbo. So it won't be recognized. It won't be put in as a, hey, you should watch this next or anything like that. So even though you feel like, okay, well, my channel's not monetized, I should be okay, you're still at risk as much as everybody else is.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, I guess view-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
The article that we're reading from, too, says it's kind of like a way of avoiding the Streisand effect that, you know, if you ban a channel or you ban a video, then it gets multiplied and shared. And so just by putting it in a timeout, you're avoiding people looking for it.
Right. People will put up anything. Take, for example, there's this one channel. I haven't seen it up. Well, I don't know if it's even around anymore. They would put up these videos where they would show video of people would take of police officers roughing up people or, you know, breaking the law so they could, you know, the cops could break the law so they could supposedly enforce the law or whatever. But I haven't seen anything from that channel in a long time. I don't know if that channel is even around anymore. Matt, your thoughts?
My theory is that, you know, especially like for us, you know, we are atheists. But the thing you had mentioned earlier about, you know, like if somebody was preaching on your channel or something.
Yeah, on my post, right.
On your post, and you know, you don't want that on there. I'm wondering if that's going to have an effect on things too.
You mean, you know, like if I go ahead and post something on a Google Plus channel or a group? And
well, no, what I'm saying is that if somebody posts something on your channel that you find offensive or something, is YouTube gonna flag them or put them?
Most likely not. Most likely not. And the only time they ever do anything like that is where it's considerably spam, because sometimes, and I've been getting hit with a spammer for a while now on my channel, says, hey, this thing's going to be in your spam folder, but you should really come and check me out, blah, blah, blah. And I really like your video, but I want you to come check out my channel or come check me out on Instagram or some bullshit or whatever, and that's automatically spammed. That's
right. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about actual individuals. Like if I posted something on your channel that you found that you didn't like or you didn't want on your channel and you reported me, I'm just wondering what would happen with that.
What it would probably do is it would just prevent you from posting again. That's a little bit more fine-tuned. Let's say you were harassing me on my channel or whatever, I could just block you straight out from the channel, and then you wouldn't be able to post again anyway. Or I could say you're just harassing me, but you're putting violent content or dangerous content, like say, I'm going to like rough you up and make you eat noodles, you know, something like that. And you post something on there and I say, hey, this is violent content. It might just put you into the automatic spam folder. I've had situations actually kind of like that, where someone has posted something rapid reply to multiple things. And so that one gets changed into spam or whatever. And it says, the only person who can see this is you. So you can either delete it or you can restore it or whatever. So that's already taking place. So this has been that's just on comments alone. But this is for YouTube, for the video channels, that takes a little bit more finesse, because you can't look at the words. The machine can't generally look at the words and say, hey, all these words are X, Y, or Z. So or it's coming too fast, or it's linking to all these weird places. That's not in there. Like if I say go to PackardPokesat.wordpress.com, it's not going to pick it out right away if it's considered to be spam or whatever. So,
right.
But I understand what you're talking about there, but it's a little bit more finer tuned, and most people have general control over their sites. I mean, let's just say, for example, you come in and you've never posted on there before and you want to put on there, you're not violating anything. You're not saying, hey, I'm going to mess up your dog's haircut or something like that. You just post them on there and it's automatically spammed out. That happens. That's an accidental. Some people have that set up. So the first comment that they get, it's automatically set to authorize the person who's posting before they're allowed to go any further into the rest of the site, or their comments are allowed to be seen.
Okay.
So I see Tom has joined us. Tom.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Tom. I see you just joined us.
I snuck in.
Yeah, I saw
that. Back door. Maneuver.
Yes. What do you think about this YouTube controversy?
I'm curious. I mean, having a very soft-spoken atheist bent to my videos, and I do monetize them, but I only monetize them for this odd suspicion that you need to monetize for them to promote them at all, but I don't think they are. They do that anyhow. So I'm not really worried about it. I'm not worried about making any money off them. I'm curious, though, on how other... remember Venom Fang X?
Venom Fang X, yes, and I remember Venom.
People like Titan and Matt Slick. And, who's it? There's a few other fundy Christian apologists that are pretty aggressively anti-atheist.
Yes.
I wonder how this is going to affect them.
That's a good question. We were actually discussing that before you showed up, that maybe because it says religious controversial things here, it says controversial religious or supremacist content. I'm wondering, though, and we're speculating that if the anti-religious message, which us atheists generally do, we kind of like, this is the religion, this is what's wrong with it, this is Y, X, Y, and Z. But I'm wondering if our message gets shut down while theirs gets promoted, that's going to be a serious issue, I think. But
that's
if
what
they,
I was trying to get at.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you were trying to get at? But
what
your...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. I must have not done it right. But I was concerned about what you had just said, you know, what Tom had just mentioned. That was my biggest concern, too. It was like, you know, how is it going to be for the other people? Are they going to not get slapped on the wrist?
Yeah. See, well, you were talking about the individual, someone commenting here. So I think.
Well, right. But it did mention comments, too.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose what I'm concerned about most is this. This is being done by algorithms. They are primarily using some kind of computer program. I think it's looking for keywords. And they also have their chosen little trusted flaggers going through. And again, if you're just discussing a problem, then if you use certain words or certain inflammatory, you know, what might be considered inflammatory words because it's a passionate discussion, is YouTube going to shut you down? And I just think that I don't think that it should be done that way. I think that really, really smart and conniving people would find a way around those blocks and still get their message out. Because I'm sorry, there's some things about these discussions that are very impassioned, and it doesn't mean you're going to go drive a van into people on a bridge, but it does mean that you really give a rat's butt about something.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Philo. And welcome to... Secrets of the Universe.
There's this ring where we kind of call the Goldilocks zone. And we kind of think that if a planet is within this area, then hopefully that the possibility for life should be available to evolve on those different planets. One of those planets that we were been speculating on is Proxima B out by Proxima Centauri. Now, it looks like it's kind of in the Goldilocks zone, but we weren't exactly sure. And it's about Earth's size, you know. It's like fat in the middle, looks like a pear. We actually were looking at it, and apparently because of the star, it's the radiation is just too high. So the chances of life being out on Proxima B isn't going to be a thing, or it's not going to be the vacation spot that we kind of hoped it would be. When NASA found Proxima B in August of 2016, researchers speculated the exoplanet might be in the habitable zone, because it existed within the host star's habitable zone, the Goldilocks zone, which encompassed a range of orbits that allowed the atmospheric pressures that need to support liquid water. Being in this zone doesn't guarantee that a planet can support life, though. Among things, it still needs a habitable atmosphere, which NASA defines as one that allows for climate regulation, the maintenance of water-friendly surface pressure, shielding from hazardous space weather, and the housing of life, chemicals, building blocks. But apparently, Proxima B's models show that this Proxima Centauri's intensive solar flares and ultraviolet radiation have already destroyed an Earth-like atmosphere around Proxima B, if one ever existed at all. Proxima B experiences much more extreme radiation than Earth ever does from the sun that we have. Kind of your thoughts.
Teach the controversy. NASA's doing what the Vikings did. Iceland, Greenland, they want Proxima B for themselves. Extreme radiation, just get 1,000 K sunblock, like in RoboCop.
There you go.
But the artist's depiction, it looks so nice.
I know, doesn't it? We could just land there tomorrow and just put up a tent.
I know, and go surfing, and oh well. You know, I think Proxima B realized that, you know, we actually are coming there for the oil, and so they're like, oh no, just trash the planet.
Scorcher, they're coming for us. Scorcher!
That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing. We're like, wait, we've already trashed this planet. Where else can we go? We're like the brother in National Lampoon, the guy who shows up at Christmas Vacation in that trailer, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, we kind of can't go back there because we kind of lost our house, so we're living in the trailer now.
Yep. I wish it was for different reasons. Our motivations to explore space are extremely selfish, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Tom, your thoughts?
I think we're a little overly anxious to find where we can go. Mm-hmm. Because if we're going to trash this place, we need to find a place to move to. So we're looking for a new house.
Yeah.
And we're getting to the point where we're feeling desperate. Our house is falling apart. We need a new house and willing to take anything into consideration.
You know what I'm thinking? That they're actually the life availability is okay. We just don't want to let Trump know because he'll want to send his trumpets there.
So I believe there's life on many planets. I believe in evolution. We evolved to deal with the amount of radiation that we get from our sun. Mm-hmm. We have our skin pigment. Yeah. There's some other planets that have a lot more radiation. Those creatures will have thick black skin like armor.
Maybe. Life is very fickle, though. I mean, if in some instances, I mean, there may be life there. It just may not be life that we recognize. Like in your example there, they just might have thicker skin or something like that.
We might recognize them as rocks. Remember the Horta?
Yeah. There was also, I'm trying to remember which one, I think it wasn't the Twilight Zone. It was the other one, The Outer Limits. It was like a later in the 80s episode where some people were like turning, their skin was like turning all hard, like shells or whatever. And it turns out that it was a radio frequency from from another star that was trying to warn Earth. And it was like turning people into these creatures so they could walk around in the sunlight because our star was going to go through some weird change. Otherwise, if you didn't change for whatever reason,
you'd fry.
You'd fry. You'd die. You'd never be able to leave your house ever again. And some people chose not to do that. So
they chose not to leave the house.
Yeah, they chose not to leave their house. So they decided not to have the changeover. So they could never leave their house. I mean, that's a very far. I'm not saying it's tinfoil hat, but it's sci-fi. I'm just saying, but it kind of goes along with your example, though. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
Well, I think it does suck that this planet is not going to be habitable for us, but I hope at some point it does happen because we obviously need to get off this planet. I mean, it was a few weeks ago we did an article about Stephen Hawking about how if we're not off this planet within 500 years, I mean, the human race is pretty much done for.
Mm-hmm. You know, and speaking of that, just real quick, in an unrelated note, this came out like a couple weeks ago. Males are not producing as much sperm for whatever reason. No idea why. Especially like in the United States and other developed nations, they were saying that it might be stress. It might be what we're eating, that our populations are starting to go, are going to start go down because we're not breeding enough, I guess, as it were. So in the next number of years, we may put ourselves into extinction mode. So getting off of this planet, that's probably the best thing we could actually do.
It looks like a giant desert.
It does. I mean, that's an artist rendition, of course, but.
Oh, okay.
I like the desert.
It's too hot. I mean, I need a spritzer, you know.
There's lots of things that live in the desert.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I want to live there, though.
I think I wouldn't want to live there either. So, I mean, that's why I live in Wisconsin. I don't live in a desert. I could, but I just don't want to.
Well, why don't we just send Trump up there? You know, then we won't have to worry about him anymore.
We shouldn't inflict that kind of damage on the universe. What did it ever do to us? I'm just saying.
True. But.
Well, to be fair, the universe gave us Trump in the first place.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's that. Damn it with that stupid logic.
Oops.
Ding, ding, ding with the trolley. Now I'm thinking about that Simpsons episode where they fly a bunch of people into the sun.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Science. We've been talking a lot about space off and on the last few months. And other than just taking and putting up people out in the ISS. We really haven't shot anybody else into space from the United States. We have sent out rockets with just supply runs out to the ISS. But if we wanted to get people up there, we have to go all the way to Russia and rent out their capsule or whatever to go get people up there and get them back and whatnot. In 2018, SpaceX and Boeing are going to be on track to start to launch astronauts into space, finally. Boeing and SpaceX are private industries. They don't have to go through NASA or anything like that to shoot up their rockets to deliver cargo or people in this instance. And SpaceX has been working to create a reusable rocket, which has been done successfully, which is really amazing. They've been able to land it and then reuse the rocket again. So that brings the cost down, which is really great. Since NASA retired the space shuttle in 2011, but that doesn't mean that we aren't ready to send astronauts into space. On July 20th, the space agency published the latest chartable 2018 schedule of the Commercial Crew Program. The program is designed to enable the agency launch crew craft from U.S. soil via SpaceX Crew Dragon 2 and Boeing's CST-100 Starliner. The two companies say their efforts remain on track for the test flights that may be less than a year away. Connie, your thoughts?
In the not-too-distant future, there's a guy named Joel in maintenance. Yeah, this is...
Are we gonna start sending them cheesy movies up there now?
Exactly. Because this is a commercial crew program. You know what? Whatever it takes to motivate people to be interested about a Star Trek future, I think that's really great. I don't want to laugh at that, but I want to laugh at that. The name of these two, I don't know which one is Boeing. I'm assuming it's the Starliner, and I'm assuming that SpaceX, their thing is called Dragon 2.
Yes.
It's like Gary Gygax had an epic set, you know, dream session with an 80s schlock sci-fi sword fantasy. It's really very geeky, very interesting what they've named the crews and everything. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like more like Men at Work in space. In space! You remember Men at Work with Charlie Sheen and his brother? Well, anyway, we have a lot of crap out there that needs to be cleaned up. I guess I'm just not sure what exactly they're doing out there, but at least people are thinking about something off planet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that we're at least trying to advance to get going. You know, tomorrow it's the Spaceship Enterprise. We just got to get out there and you got to build it now.
That's true.
Yeah. Tom, your thoughts?
SpaceX. Well, it's all about money. It's partly about exploring the universe. It's partly about, I don't know. I don't have any real thoughts. I'm just curious. I'm just curious what they'll find. I'm curious what they'll do. I wish I could live for another 100 years.
Yeah. Or just take a time machine and just go 100 years into the future. That way you don't have to last that long because your body's going to wear out, you know.
To see what they did.
Yeah.
I don't have any real opinion.
Okay. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
Well, I think this would be it's a great opportunity to, you know, obviously explore the universe, as Tom said. But more importantly, I think this is another great opportunity to send flat earthers up there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's a good point. I volunteer any flat earthers to be astronauts.
I say we send Trump up there.
Again, we don't want to pollute the universe. We don't want to pollute that. I mean, we got enough garbage out there as it is.
I want to send Trump into one of those deep sea subs and cut the cable.
There you go. Now that I wouldn't mind doing.
Yeah, but then the waters would be polluted.
I say then it will become the Black Sea.
True.
Well, you put them at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, the deepest trench, you know, then, or in the Atlantic, where the deepest trench. He'll never survive that, though. Oh,
maybe he'll be the next step of evolution, though.
Evolution of stupidity.
Yeah, he'll be grabbing all the fishy, going, "Come here, I want to talk to you." Matt, your thoughts?
Well, I think this will be really good, you know, to do more, you know, space exploration, but it all depends on what they're going to find.
Yeah. For me, it's not so much of what they're going to find. It's just a matter of just getting people out into space, making it cheaper to do that. I mean, there was talk about setting up like a tourist thing where people could go and be shot like to the moon, go around the moon, and it's all be done by remote control, and they just kind of fly around the space of the moon and then come back like a tourist thing.
Here's the upside. And again, I think it's about making money. But here's the upside. The technology that we have to create to send customers out into space is eventually going to benefit everyone left here, because you know the advancements you make always trickles down. I mean, economics never trickles down, but technology always trickles down.
Yeah,
I mean, there's definitely going to be a net advantage to everyone, but space tourism is like,
I've got a perfect example of technology dripping down to the general consumer. Microwaves, microwave ovens, you know, something that was not available to us 20, 30 years ago.
But that was a goof.
Yeah.
That wasn't even something that, you know, and that's the thing about technology. Most technology that we have was purely accidental. They were looking for one thing or not even looking for anything. Mm-hmm. And they stumbled upon something. Hey, we could use this for something else.
Yeah.
I mean, the microwave came, but, and I forget the name of the guy, but he had a chocolate bar in his pocket and it melted, even though it was relatively cool outside. He's like, why the heck is this melting? And he realized that it was the microwave radiation.
I've actually read on this. As I remember, that story is actually not quite correct. I could be wrong, but I think that from what I understand, that story was not actually correct. That was actually, there was a made up story later on, but I digress for at this moment because I don't have that information right in front of me. But from what I understand, that story was actually made up later. So
until you prove otherwise, my story remains true.
Okay. I will find you the link on that. I could be wrong. Like I said, I could be wrong, but I remember someone talking about that. And it's like, actually that never happened, but that was a while ago.
What about the whole Mars thing? You know, there people are signing up to go to Mars.
Yeah. Well, this would make it easier to go to Mars eventually too.
Okay.
Well, they're signing up to go to Mars and not come back.
Yeah. We talked about that a number of months ago, maybe last year. There's a group of people, they wanted to send people to Mars on a one-way trip. I would not sign up for that because... No,
there's thousands of people volunteering for that.
I know there are. I'm not one of them.
I am. Until Trump is out of office, then I'll reconsider.
That's not, it's like, oh, Trump's out of office, I can come back now. No, it's a one-way trip, Tom. You're going to be there for the duration.
I'm willing to take that risk.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokeSat on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. Be sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, a new episode. Was supposed to drop at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, but for some reason I had the page all set up earlier in the week and I forgot to do one little thing. I forgot to say, hey, drop at 7 o'clock. So good thing I was home. I was like, why isn't this out? Oh, I forgot to schedule it. So there's that. I mean, at least the page was there. It was ready to go. I just forgot to do that one last thing. So a little goof on my part. You know, of all the things that Trump does and says, you'd never think, well, we're going to get into the religious aspect and we're going to be talking about him here, because apparently the White House has decided to take up a Bible study in the Oval Office. I mean, what happened to that whole separation church and state? I don't know. Is this legal? Can they do this? It just kind of surprises me, because members of President Trump's cabinet are believed to be attending a weekly session to study the Bible. According to Christian Broadcasting Network, once a week, about a dozen members of the Trump's inner circle get together and look at scripture. Regular attendees include Secretary of State Betty DeVos, no surprise there, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, no surprise there again, Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, whatever his name is, and Attorney Jeff Sessions. That one didn't surprise me at all either. The Vice President, apparently he joins in every once in a while, who is a sponsor of the faith session, says he joins in when his timetable permits him to do so. However, Trump has not attended any of them at all, which I find kind of funny. But I'm wondering, though, and I said this a few minutes ago, is this allowed? Because our government funds are paying for this. Since this is in the White House, is this legal? Kind of your thoughts.
Well, I don't think it's compulsory, much like if you were to have a Bible study in a high school, which I did that when I was in high school. And as long as you're not mandated to attend, it should be okay, as long as it's on your own time and not on the government dime. But I'm questioning a lot of things, because one of the teacher, Drollinger, said Jeff Sessions is quick on his homework to return it. And I'm questioning, well, okay, how much time is Jeff Sessions actually spending on this homework from this Bible study, right? Is it on his own time? Should he be able to show that he didn't use our dime to do it? But another thing was how a quote is that, oh, these politicians are so teachable. I'm like, well, yeah, sheep usually are. But I don't know. I mean, I know that there's been for a long time, like public prayers given by presidents and things like that. And so, you know, one doesn't want to prevent the exercise of religion, but one does want to separate out, you know, people's personal faith and stuff. And so I guess that's what I'm confused about. I'm not surprised by DeVos, Perry, Sessions, you know, and Pence at all. They're obviously outspoken believers. So but as long as it's on their own dime, as long as we aren't being charged for it, I don't care, I guess, you know, other than the fact that I think that we should elect more thought-provoking people.
Yeah, it did just occur to me, and I just remembered this myself, is the fact is that while let's go back a few years before long before Trump and everything like that, let's go back as far as Reagan yes. would actually invite people, and of course, this is mostly Nancy shit that would bring this in there. They'd bring in like psychics and people to read tea leaves or whatever. They would do that there too. I'm not sure if they paid for that or if that was on our dime as well. So, I mean, there's that as an example to show that they might be doing this off the clock, as it were.
No, you're exactly right, because that's what I was saying. They're trying to say that this is unusual, and I'm like, well, I don't know. We've had other the Bushes. I went to Reagan, and I was looking and said, wait, are there prayer? Were there prayer and Bible studies during these times? Because they're trying to say, oh, this article is trying to say this is really unusual, and I don't know that it's that unusual. Faith has been an unspoken prerequisite. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be a church going person, obviously, look at Trump, you know, and Clinton, but you have to nod to it, at least.
When I was reading this today, something had occurred to me. Remember a couple weeks ago where Trump had suddenly announced on Twitter, said, hey, no more transgender people allowed in the military because I said so, because he thinks he makes policy Twitter. I'm wondering that maybe, just maybe, at one of these prayer sessions, because you've got all these very LGBT unfriendlies getting together and mentally masturbating each other, I'm wondering if maybe that somebody had And since Pence is anti-LGBT anyway, if maybe they said, hey, got together and suggest that maybe they should suggest this to Trump to take them and get them out of the military. So Trump's like, oh, yeah, it's a good idea. And they tweeted it out right away. I'm wondering, are these things connected? I'm not saying there are dots there. I'm just saying there might be dots there.
With Trump, I think that the dots are all connected via a golf course.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. Again, I actually think that Pence is the man that the GOP who voted for Trump would actually prefer to see in the White House.
Do you think that maybe, just maybe, the only reason why that we have Trump in office is because of Pence?
Possibly, yes. Pence and behind him, Paul Ryan, yes.
Okay.
I see a chain, and I'm not going to put on my tinfoil hat. So
okay, it's an interesting hypothesis. Tom, your thoughts?
I don't believe for a second that we're not paying for these prayer sessions. I believe 100% that they are on company dime, that they are doing on company time, and they're reveling in that fact. As far as Trump and Pence go, I think Trump was unelectable without Pence, and Pence is there to keep him in office.
Yeah. I've heard that the joke is like, what's it cost to keep Trump in office? 2 pence.
Yeah.
Or 1 pence.
But the whole thing with the prayer session, this goes back to my conspiracy theory that Trump is truly working with the Russians to destroy this country.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, get him to do a prayer session. Because Trump has no interest in prayer. He has no interest in religion. He knows he's about as Catholic as my left foot, or Christian as my left foot. He doesn't give a damn. He's setting us up for looking ridiculous. Everything he has done has been counterproductive and counter-American. I mean, he got elected on this continuing speech of, oh, Obama's taking vacations all the time. Obama's always, whenever there's something important, Obama's all golfing. He's all taking vacation. I'm never going to take vacation. I'm always going to be in the White House. I'm always going to be working. Why would I ever leave the White House? And he's done everything but be in the White House. He's been on vacation more. I mean, has he been in the White House yet? I mean, seriously, has the man done anything but on his phone?
Yeah, there is this tweet that came out, and it has been put into a meme, where it showed that Trump was complaining that Barack Obama had gone on a golfing trip, and then he's take a 10-day vacation. Trump has been doing nothing but golfing, and then now he's going to be taking a 17-day vacation already. He's barely passed 7 months of his presidency, and he's already taking a 17-day vacation. What kind of fucking garbage is that?
So everything this man has done has been counterproductive and counter-American. So why not have a prayer session? Why not build a fucking cathedral inside the White House?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past.
I wouldn't put it past that. That's the next step. And if you're right, and if this is on our dime, then this is unconstitutional. If that's the case,
that's why he wants to pull the plug on the Johnson Amendment. I don't want to say pillars, but you know, one of the main things that is keeping church out of government.
Mm-hmm. Makes me wonder though, if let's just say he was able to get the Johnson Amendment reversed, do you think that people like Pat Robertson and whatever, they're going to be making beelines for the White House?
They've been unabashedly supporting candidates already.
Yeah, that's true.
Repealing Johnson Amendment would just let them pour the 700 club money into the next Pence.
Yeah, that's very true. That would be horrible. That'd be absolutely horrible. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
Well, I personally don't think that this is being done on our dime, because I truly do think if it was, the ACLU would have already filed a lawsuit.
Give them time.
Give them time. That might still happen yet. If this is going on, we have to find out first. I think we have to have evidence that this is on our dime first, I think.
And that's part of the problem. The ACLU and the SFRF, they need to have facts. They need to have something to back up before they can even say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that being said, they shouldn't be doing this anyway, because they should be focusing on their fucking jobs, not mentally masturbating each other.
I completely agree. They should be doing their job. You're in the White House to do a job. You're not there to, you know,
go to church.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to church on Sunday.
Yeah, go to church on Sunday. If you want to have your faith, do it on Sunday. You want to have your prayer sessions, do it on Sunday or whatever day your particular faith. I don't think that having it at the White House, I don't think that's a good idea. I think it adds a bad connotation that they're trying to put in a religious theocracy. Matt, your thoughts?
No, I agree with that. They shouldn't be doing that at the White House. That should be, you know, do it on your own time somewhere else, you know, in a church.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're, and I hope they're not doing it on, you know, taxpayer time.
Yeah, that would really suck if that was. If we, you know, you, me, and everybody else in this country is paying for it. I mean, the Christians, they would probably say, oh, well, I'm happy to pay for that. Well, that's you. If you want to do that, you can, but that's I don't want to. I'm paying this man's salary. Ugh, that just put a hairball on my throat.
The problem is, you know, there are a lot of people. I don't know how many people that were involved in this are from the South. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of religious people down South, a lot of Baptists and whatnot.
Yeah.
So their Bible study is like a big thing for them. So maybe that's why. I don't know. But still, I don't think they should be doing it in the White House. I think they should do it on Sunday or on their own time.
Yeah. Now, one of the thing here I just want to mention before we move on here says, according to the Capitol Ministries website, the sponsors of the White House ministry includes both regular attendees, also Mr. Pence, which I had mentioned earlier, House and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, not surprising, and the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt. So there's some of the, more of those people there. And, of course, if you make your own jokes about paying Ben Carson because he thinks that the pyramids were put there to hold grain. So if you remember that one. People are weird. People are weird.
Were you born an asshole? Or did you work it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. Because you're an asshole tonight.
A congregation out in the Philippines asked to pray for a priest who apparently he procured a 13-year-old girl. I don't know where you buy 13-year-old girls. I mean, if somebody knows, let me know. I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for a friend. kidding. I'm kidding. Chill, everybody. Chill. According to the report from a priest, the parish in Taytay, Rizal, was arrested Friday night from allegedly booking a 13-year-old girl with the help of a 16-year-old gay pimp who was also arrested. He's literally 3 years older than the girl, and he's pimping her out. According to the documentation here, it says the statement from the diocese, Antipolo, said that they were looking into the arrest of Largos as an alleged identity theft and as a suspect in the entrapment operation in Marquez City. Thus, we assure that the public that we respect the necessary procedures as provided by law in order to further investigate the matter. So they are looking into this to get rid of this guy. The diocese also urged the public to refrain from issuing unnecessary comments that might worsen the situation. No, we need to make more comments to ensure that these people don't get away with this shit. The priest, however, initially identified himself to the police as self-employed, quote unquote, when he was nabbed taking the girl to a motel that he paid the pimp 500 pesos for, or $7.55 in lira. I worked that out in American money. That's about $28. He paid this guy $28 for a 13-year-old girl. Do women not get any respect? They're being put at the lowest price possible now as well. I'm just saying.
Have you seen the girl?
I've not seen the girl. She might not be worth $28. She might be worth $29. I'm just saying.
But also in those countries, their money is a lot cheaper than it is here.
That's true. That's true. Kind of your thoughts.
Well, maybe we should see what this fucking priest is worth on the open market.
Yeah.
Which would be absolutely nothing. You know, I'm kind of curious how the allegations against the pimp are going. Because he, obviously the pimp doesn't have the backing of the fucking Catholic Church.
Right.
Who want to cover up this shit. I'm just, no. You know what? No. No. You don't get to regulate what people do with their bodies. You don't get to regulate what women do and do not do with your reproductive. Catholic Church, you're a fucktard.
Yep.
And I am sorry. I hope that that doesn't get us any further defunded. But no, this is ugly and this is stupid. This is stupid. Guess what? We're reading through the Bible on the Atheist, the Bible, and the Wardrobe. And according to this, a woman's worth is basically, well, you know, what you'd get for a fucking slave.
Yep.
That poor little girl is only making a little bit more than she would make here in Pacific Northwest working at a McDonald's, flipping burgers and not flipping her ass on a fucking mattress with some old 55-year-old fucking priest who's supposed to be, I'm sorry, he's supposed to be a bastion of morality. Excuse me. Just no. And that's what I want to say.
You took the words right out of my head. That was, you said the bastion of morality. I was thinking that's exactly the exact words I was thinking. These people, they think they are so morally better than everybody else because God is in their lives. Well, these people prove two things. One, there is no God. And two, that their morality does not come from a God. Although, as you pointed out, there is this kind of shit that's in the Bible. So maybe they are taking this morality from the Bible. They're looking at the Old Testament saying, well, women aren't worth anything and we can do with them what we want because our religion says so. So we're just going to do that. Maybe they are taking the morality from the Bible. Maybe these people are as moral, they're only as moral as their ancient books are.
And their mind, their ancient mind. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're right. He's 55 years old. Going to have sex with a 13-year-old. I mean, I'm a single guy. I look at pictures and I'm like, oh, this person's 18. It's like, it's kind of like, okay, but you know what? I'm thinking I wouldn't date somebody that age because the fact is that my kids are older than that. I couldn't do that. I couldn't date somebody who's younger than my children.
Yeah.
That's just me. Of course, I'm, you know, normal.
Your morals don't come from a book.
Yeah, my morals don't come from an ancient book.
Yeah, I know.
What does that man think he is? Muslim?
Thank you. Well, he's not going to marry her, Tom, you know, so it's okay.
There you go.
It's just, it's... Yeah, I feel sad for humanity, but it's something that's been going on for thousands of years. It's, you know, men with means can do what they like, and men who proclaim being men of the cloth, so to speak, can do more. They have an excuse. They can ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, no, it really.
I did not mean to rape that 13-year-old girl, but she was just so fine.
You know what's really pisses me off about this? The congregation is asked to pray for this fucker. They're saying, well, he did a bad thing, so let's all just pray for him. To do what? To get off of the charges?
He already got off.
What is your end goal there? You want your God to say, hey, this never happened? The mental masturbation and that goes on with these people, it's just amazing.
I got a great comeback for the next person that says they're going to pray for me.
Okay.
Are you also going to sacrifice a goat?
Yeah. Are you going to sacrifice a sheep? Are you going to sacrifice some kind of other animal to go with that? Of course, they will probably come back with, well, we already had the sacrifice. We had Jesus that sacrificed. So we don't need to sacrifice anything. You know, that's where my mindset is. I sometimes can see the responses before they say it because I was in that, used to be that mindset. So I know where the next step is they're going to go to. So I'm always able to cut them off at the pass. And that really pisses them off. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
Speaking of 13, that's actually the day I became an anti-theist. I mean, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I've been an anti-theist more than I've been an atheist. And, you know, the sex scandal that went through the Catholic Church, that was part of it. Honestly, Islam was also a big part of it, seeing how the Middle East is. But to people who believe in prayer, I'm going to be honest with you. I view prayer as no different from way back in the day when Indians used to, you know, dance over a fire for a fucking rain dance. Is no fucking different. And by the way, does anyone else like when they said a gay pimp, did anyone else picture Justin Bieber, or is that just
oh damn, that's cold. I love
that's
it.
A good one though. I like that.
Matt, your thoughts?
Another sick priest.
Yeah, it's almost ad nauseum at this point.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm glad these priests are getting busted. I really am.
Yeah, because, no, I agree. You know,
there are probably thousands of priests that have been hidden somewhere that have been done stuff like this, and they've never gotten caught.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of instances of that, especially in the Catholic Church. If the priest does something wrong, they diddle a kid or whatever, they just get, it's like, oh, well, don't say anything to anybody. Just get your shit. We're going to get you moved.
Yeah, they get reassigned somewhere else.
Yeah, get you reassigned to another diocese or another part of the country. Or
yeah, and then stuff keeps happening, and you know, left and right, and you know, and then finally it gets exposed, and like, well, how come nothing was done?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's your answer.
Or if it does get exposed, it's not until 20, 30 years down the line when...
Exactly. Well, that's what I mean. You know, because there are a lot of, you know, there have been a few priests who've gotten caught who have had previous offenses. From like, you know, 20, going back 20, 30 years.
Yep.
And it's just disgusting. And I mean, now this happened in the Philippines, right?
Yeah, it happened in the Philippines.
Now, I don't know what their laws are in the Philippines on
they
stuff
actually
like
have
that.
They're when it comes to having sex with minors, this is kind of a not that big of a deal. That's actually almost pretty much common practice. It's either that or Thailand. I may be confusing the two, but I mean, I think their laws may be a little bit more lax out there. as far as that goes.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of these foreign countries, you know, there's some might not even have any laws at all. You know, you just never know. I hope they fry the guy.
Yeah, I hope. Well, I don't want to be fried, but I mean, I.
Well, no, but I hope that he gets, gets the right punishment is what I mean.
Okay, well, no, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with, you know, proper punishment for the proper crime. I don't want to be like God that says, okay, you stole a piece of fruit. This other guy, he killed 95 people. What did they both get? Death. That was basically the law for if you've ever read the Bible, that's basically the God's law. One punishment fits all. It's death for no matter what. You've killed 10,000 people, death. You stole a piece of fruit so you could survive and live, it's death. Same thing.
Well, but you know, the same thing happens here with this. I mean, you know, people are getting raked over the coals for stupid stuff, and the people that do the major stuff, you know, they're getting off.
Yeah.
Or they're getting lighter sentences.
Yeah, like that. There was like that one guy. He basically took a shit ton of money from a whole lot of people, the Enron stuff, and he only had to spend a little time in jail, barely at all. I mean, he's got like 5-7 years in jail, and that was it. There's people who just, they smoke pot or whatever, they get busted for that like 3 times, and they're going away for life. For that
exactly.
That's just bullshit. That's just total bullshit.
Or you get these pedophiles that, you know, are that actually do stuff to kids, and they get 2 years or 3 years. Really?
Yeah. That's just amazing. It's just horrible. Just horrible. Blame it on the goose. Got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drone. Got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka. Hey! Blame it on the Henny. Hey! Blame it on the blue. Hey! Got you feeling dizzy. Hey! Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the You know, when you get married, there's a bit of celebration. You got the honeymoon time, whatever, you know, you get to know each other a little bit better. You're taking that commitment to take that step forward. I mean, I'm not married now, but when I got married, I had to go to work a few hours later. So I didn't really get the honeymoon after you get married. Some people are like, oh, I get to go out and do a thing after we get married and enjoy ourselves for a week or two and not think about anything except for fucking or looking at the Niagara Falls, you know, which is such a fucking cliche, but I mean, it's there. A couple out in
Tennessee.
It happened in Tennessee. Okay, figures. It's Tennessee. Tennessee bride, Kate Pritchard, allegedly pulled a gun out of her wedding dress and put it to her groom's head during a drunken motel argument just hours after the wedding. The 25-year-old pointed the 9mm gun at her new husband, James Burton's head, and then pulled the trigger. However, it was not loaded. Shortly thereafter, at some point, she must have loaded the gun at that point, because police were later called to the scene when the new bride then loaded the gun and then fired it into the air. If you're in a motel, it depends I don't know if they were on the top floor or not, but if they were like in one of these motels where they got multiple layers, like there's a top layer, there's a lower layer. If they were in a lower layer and they shot it into the air, they would have meant they were shooting through the floors and could have shot and hit somebody above them. I used to live in an apartment complex a number of years ago, and there was a guy, he got into a car accident, he died, but he used to be a state trooper, and I wasn't there when it happened, but apparently he was cleaning one of his service revolver at one point. I heard this from the grapevine from my mother or somebody else in the complex at the time, that he was apparently cleaning it, and it accidentally discharged and went through the wall and then through the floor, and I think it went into the guy's apartment that was just across the staircase, the separate parts of the complex there. So these bullets, they travel through these paper thin walls, and motel walls are even thinner than that. So if somebody else had been above them, or I don't know if they were on the top floor, then I guess no harm, but you still got a hole there that the rain's going to come into. But I mean, this woman could have killed somebody. Kind of your thoughts.
When it divorces, she's still his sister. I'm reading the comment in the comment section. There was a lot of comments that, like, aggravated assault, which is what she's accused of. How about attempted murder?
Yeah.
Yeah. And coming to a country song soon. God, I don't know. Maybe he should have sprung for the all-inclusive honeymoon. Maybe she was really pissed about that. There was alcohol involved, and there's emotions, and who knows what else. There's a reason this is not The Onion.
Right. Now, I back to the comments here. I just want to read a couple here because these are hilarious.
Yes, they are.
Top one here, it says, please, please, please do not have kids. I don't think that's going to happen. At least not with this guy.
She wasn't a sharpshooter.
Yeah, absolutely. Another person had wrote, I hope the man is smart enough to have the marriage annulled. Now, that comment alone is not funny. However, I'm just going to comment on the votes here. There was 1,669 up comments on that, which I agree. He should have the marriage annulled. 8 people give it a down vote. Don't have it annulled. What are you thinking? What those 8 people? I want to ask those 8 people, why not have it annulled? This woman, she just put a gun to your head and you say, hey, you know what? We can work it out.
No.
Love no. Run. So much passion. Passion for everything but life. At least not his life.
Let me put it this way. Let me flip this around for a second. Let's say he had done this to her, and this person had said, I hope they get the annulment. Do you think that anybody would have said and given a thumbs down to say, hey, don't get that annulled, try to work it out? That would have been probably 100% positive. Say, yeah, get annulled. Get rid of this guy. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I want to read one more comment here, and I'm going to then turn it over to Atheist Ranger. This person says, booze and guns in Tennessee. What could possibly go wrong? Atheist Ranger, your thoughts.
The only thing that came across my mind is, why the fuck didn't the dude get out of the room when she held the gun to his head in the first place? Like, why did he wait for her to load it?
Maybe he didn't think he had any bullets with him, I guess. I don't know. Who knows?
I thought it was unloaded.
Oh, and also this, and okay. I'm just going to assume this is why I don't date white women anymore.
No, Tom, it was first unloaded, and then she went back to reload it. She actually loaded it, and then she shot it through the, you know, the ceiling or whatever. So
Atheist Ranger, maybe it was foreplay.
Hey, I know I like you.
Hers was bigger than his. Sorry.
Oh no.
Oh, the crying game. Cool.
Some people like to strangle themselves to get off. Maybe this guy likes to have his head blown off.
When they ask him to get his head blown, I don't think that's what he meant.
Punctuation and capitalization is still important, people.
That's right.
He said, can you blow me? I need some head.
What? You want me to blow your head off? Losing guns.
So what's that? Blow off your head?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right back. Let me load it.
But I'll bounce.
The little head or the big head?
Yeah, Matt, your thoughts?
Booze and guns do not mix.
True.
You know, I mean, and what's going to happen if this ever happens again? Where, you know, either she gets divorced from this person or stays with this person and they get in another argument or whatever the case may be, and she pulls out a gun and blows his head off the next time.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, she's going to be put in jail for probably at least a week, you know.
Or she could claim self-defense on something, you know.
Yeah, that's very possible.
That's a good possibility.
Yeah, yeah, she could probably get off. So she has been charged. She hasn't been convicted of this. She's just been charged with aggravated and domestic assault. Now, there was a story a number of years ago. I remember there was a lady that apparently she had been stalked by her ex-husband or whatever. Instead of, and I mentioned the 3 strikes rule previously, where this woman, she didn't fire the gun at him, but she like shot it into the floor or into the ceiling or whatever to scare him away. And then she was arrested. She didn't kill the guy and do the stand your ground. She didn't get off. She was arrested and she charged and she got sent to jail. In that same time period, there were several other people who did the stand their ground. They shot the person, killed them. They got off. They got to walk. But because she didn't actually kill him, she got sent to jail, which to me, it's like I'm living in fucking bizarro world all of a sudden.
That sounds very familiar. And yes.
Yeah, but if this guy was stalking her, I mean, she's got the right to protect herself, too.
Right. And she did it inside her own home, as far as I recall. Right. But the fact is, though, even though because she didn't kill him, she still got arrested because they considered it aggravated assault. And that was enough to charge her and throw her in. And she had previously a couple other arrests for other things. And that was the three strikes thing there. So I believe that's how it went.
Something else violent?
I don't know if it was violent. It could have been. I don't remember all of it. It was a number of years ago. So I'm just kind of going by what I remember at this point.
But she looks so nice.
We had a comment from the chat room from the Bullinator. Thank you for your comment. He says, Eva Braun and Hitler set themselves on fire. Is that a pissing contest?
Was there gasoline involved?
Well, if you want to look back in history, right at the end of the war, Hitler and Eva Braun, they got married just before they killed themselves. Teach me how to be sensible, logical, or responsible. And we have our logic game tonight. The statement reads as, but apart from better sanitation, medicine, education, irrigation, public health, roads and fresh water system and public order, what have the Romans done for us? I mean, really, what have they done for us? Is this fallacy A, spotlight fallacy, B, ad hoc rescue, C, a red herring, or D, biased generalization? Connie, what do you think it is? A, B, C, or D?
Torn between C and D. I'm going to say D.
Okay, Connie says D. Tom, what do you think? A, B, C, or D?
I don't know. I lean towards spotlight.
Okay, you're choosing A?
A.
Okay, we got a mixed concession so far. We got D and A. Atheist Ranger, what do you think? Is it A, B, C, or D?
I haven't the slightest idea, but I'm going to go with, it seems like A to me.
You seem like A. Okay, we've got two votes for A. Matt, what do you think? Is it A, B, C, or D?
I'm going to go with D.
You're going to go with D. We got a split decision. We got A's and D's. This is what you get. Everybody's wrong, unfortunately. This is actually B, ad hoc rescue, trying to save a cherished belief by repeatedly revising the argument to explain away the problem.
Nobody told me to study.
Fooled us all.
Yeah. So basically what this is, it's like, well, I have this common belief of this thing, but, you know, and we just, where did all these things come from? Well, that's, you know, it's an ad hoc fallacy, but it's ad hoc rescue fallacy. So you're just trying.
Oh, okay.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. So this is why we do this segment. So we learn to tighten up our logic and to be able to point it out when people make those logical fallacies.
Rather be proven wrong than to ever forever be wrong.
Exactly.
Ar-ra.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming to the show. We'll be back on next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time for our midweek show. And then we will be back on Friday again at 9 p.m. Central Time here on youtube.com/PackardPokeSat. And if you would like to make a donation to the show, you can go to paypal.me/PackardPokeSat. You make a donation directly to me and I would get all the dollar bills. And again, I would like to thank my anonymous donor for making it possible for me to maintain living indoors for another month. Thank you so very much. You have no idea how much you are saving me from having to live out of my car right now. And this is not the best time of year or any time of the year to be living out of your car. If you would like to make a donation, go there, or you can go to patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. I'm still trying to work out with Patreon what happened to the donations. So that's still in the works from the donations that everybody was so generous with their time and money to donate to the show. I'm hoping that they will be able to recover that and it didn't go to some Yahoo who went and spent it on hookers and blow. So, because I wanted to spend it on hookers and blow. No. I'm kidding. I was going to go pay my electric bill, actually. Until then, this has been Packard Pokes that we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.